Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. Welcome to part 5 of our 2014 AVN Awards podcast series. Thank you all for tuning in. Just really quickly, I know I do this at the beginning of every one, but in case you didn't go back and read part 1, I am an adult film critic. About 10 years ago or so, I was invited to vote in the AVN Awards, which is our biggest industry awards. It's a big honor. I am very appreciative, very thankful that they let me vote, and even more appreciative that they allow me to do this podcast for listeners and readers of my site so they can kind of understand what goes into the voting process. We will go over several categories. I will list some favorites, some ones to watch, and occasionally maybe give away my vote. I don't do it every time, so you got to kind of listen. Once again, really quickly, as we go over the categories, please remember that it is a weighted voting system. So if there are 15 nominees, we have to rank them 1 through 15. It's not an easy job, but it's important because each slot is assigned points. And the difference between someone being 4th and 12th on your ballot is a difference of 8 points, and that could be the difference of someone winning or losing. So it's kind of a big deal to rank 1 through 15. The other podcasts in this series are available. Take a look. Take a listen. Hope you like those. Feedback, which we really, really love. There's a feedback button here on the page that you found this on. You can also drop me a line, Raj@RogerViews.com. You can also use Twitter. My Twitter handle is RogerTPipe at Twitter. You can leave a comment there, a question. Happy to read any comments or questions and make that the topic in addition to what we go over. So let's get started. The last one went over, so we'll try and move through this fairly quickly. On the website, avnawards.com, that is where we are, under the nominees tab. We are about a quarter of the way down the page. We just finished Best Director Parody last time. So now we will continue on from there if you want to read along. And if you see something you like, send in. If we don't mention it, please give us some feedback. Next category is Best Double Penetration Sex Scene. So this is a scene, obviously, that features double penetration. Some good ones on here. Wet Asses 2, I'm starting at the bottom. Wet Asses 1 and 2 from William H., Jules Jordan Video. Each one of these movies, 1 and 2, has a scene on here. Sheena Shaw, her scene from Wet Asses 1. Veruca James scene in Wet Asses 2. Both of them were good. Lea Alexis had one in Top Bottoms, also from Jules Jordan Video, with Tony Rebus and Ramon Nomar. Very, very good. Slutty and Sluttier 19, Nikita Bellucci, another good one. Skin, from Elegant Angel, Skin Diamond, her DP scene was very good. Lex Turns Evil, Jada Stevens took on Prince and Lex. That was a good one. Evil Head, Joanna Angel, did Tommy Pistol and Danny Wilde. That is one of my favorite scenes of the year. It was really funny. Very, very, very sexy. DP Fanatic 2, Anissa Kate. Wow, she's really hot. Like that one, Double Black Penetration, Phoenix Marie with Lexington Steel and Shawn Michaels was good. What else? Bailey Blue, Wide Open, if you like Bailey Blue. She had a good DP scene there. Anal Plungers had Chanel Preston. DP My Wife With Me 2 from Reality Junkies. India Summer, Tommy Gunn, Ramon Nomar. Very tough to beat. Also, I Am Asa Akira 2 from Porn Star Empire. Asa with Steve Holmes and Mick Blue. There's a bunch in this that I really like. The Asa scene is fantastic. The India Summer scene is fantastic with a little fantasy appeal. The Phoenix Marie scene was great. So those are my top really good category, I think, there. And some of the ones we mentioned before, sometimes the sex scenes are not fair to judge because you get a lot of gonzo stuff mixed in with the softer stuff. Not so much in this category. This is all pretty much Elegant, Jewels, Evil, Jewels, Elegant, Reality Junkies, Burning Angel, Porn Star Empire, Evil Angel, Elegant Angel, Evil Angel, basically it's Jewels Jordan, Evil Angel, and Elegant Angel dominating that category. Best Drama, Beyond Fucked, a Zombie Odyssey from Smash Pictures, was alright. Kind of an original zombie flick. Bikini Outlaws from Wicked, Code of Honor, Digital Playground, very good. Daddy's Girls from Girlfriend Films. Devil on a Chain from Vivid was fantastic. Forsaken, Dana Vespoli's movie was pretty good. The New Behind the Green Door from Vivid was not bad. Nobody's Daughter from Hard Candy. Peep Show from Vivid. Perfect Secretary from Adam and Eve. The Stripper from Sweet Sinner. To Live and Fuck in L.A. from Brazzers. Truth Be Told, Girlfriends Films. Underworld, Wicked Pictures. Watch Over Me, Digital Playground. We've talked a lot already about Underworld. We can't talk enough about it. It is by far, I think, the best movie of the year. The standouts in this category, for me, Code of Honor from Digital Playground was very good. So was Forsaken, and so was The Stripper. I think those all fall below the top level, which for me would be Devil on a Chain, Daddy's Girls, and Underworld. I think those are the three best features of the year. Daddy's Girls is really, really, really edgy and interesting in ways that are very different than the rest of them. And I think that Girlfriend should get some credit for putting a lot of edge back into it. And an excellent movie that should not be missed. It's not for everybody. Underworld's a little easier to love. Devil on a Chain is somewhere in between. Not quite as easy as Underworld or Code of Honor, but not as edgy, perhaps, as Daddy's Girls. So, you know, those are my big three. Daddy's Girls, Devil on a Chain, and Underworld. Please let me know if you differ. Best DVD extras. This is always an interesting category for me, because what exactly makes for a great DVD extra? My good friend and, I believe, the most prolific and best adult online critic ever, Den from CAVR.com, who passed 2 years ago. We used to have this debate. How important were DVD extras, and what should really qualify as something extra? Well, for me, the bonus sex scenes are always the best, because as a consumer, I would be getting more for my money. Behind-the-scenes stuff can be interesting. It can also be very boring. Photo galleries, that kind of stuff. Usually, I think it's how interesting the behind-the-scenes scene is how I base this award, because obviously this award is different than how I rank it. Quite frankly, if you give me three bonus scenes on a DVD, I'm going to consider that a great bonus and give it a high score on from my scale. Different than awards, though. In the awards categories, things like Barbara Broadcast the Collector's Edition, a lot of times that has great extras, or the opening of Misty Beethoven, because they go back and they take a look at the historic significance of a movie, why it was impressive, and I like that. Underworld had good extras. Anything that has that kind of production values, like Grease, XXX, excellent. Not South Park. Not Wizard of Oz. Anything that has that kind of makeup or set or costuming, to me that's interesting. But I don't think anybody really does that much. It feels like it's been done. There's you know, striptease scenes or interviews or BTS. And I just kind of feel like it all feels the same. And once in a while you luck upon a great BTS feature. So let me open it up. There's a question. Let's open up today's first question. Will be to you, what's the most important bonus feature? Is it trailers, photo galleries, behind the scenes, still shoot coverage, interviews, additional sex scenes, alternative cuts of sex scenes, bloopers? What's your favorite? You let me know. Next up is best editing. Clerks, XXX, Clown Porn, Daddy's Girls, Devil on a Chain. Devil on a Chain was beautifully edited, by the way. Really cool. Edited by Winky Tinky. Winky Tiki, one of the alt porn holdovers. Fashionable Fuckers from Harmony, Forsaken by Vespoli. Get My Belt, Kelly Madison, Man of Steel. New Behind the Green Doors, Not Wizard of Oz, Obedience School, Sexploitation of Danny Daniels. Edited by my friend Ivan. Fantastic job, Ivan. Submission of Emma Marks. Really good movie, by the way. Underworld and Walking Dead, a hardcore parody. Underworld was beautifully edited. It really was. Everything about it was good. I really like the job that they did with Devil on a Chain as far as editing. I think Ivan's incredibly talented, did a great job as well on the Danny Daniels movie, which, by the way, had amazing artwork as well, if you haven't a chance to check out the artwork on that DVD. Here's a category that you may or may not have seen much from: Best Educational Series. There's a lot of these. The Jessica Drake series right now, I think, is the best thing going in that vein. Jessica Drake's Guide to Wicked Sex. There are two of them here, Anal Play for Men and Woman to Woman. Both are very good. They're well done. They have some nice couples-friendly sex scenes. Tristan Taramino's Guide to Bondage for Couples. She's switched over now to Adam and Eve after a long time at Vivid. Although she has one for Vivid as well. Tristan Taramino's Expert Guide to Female Ejaculation. I think what's kind of interesting about these is the subjects that are covered. You've got 10 Ways to Go Longer and Stronger, 12 Ways to Boost Your Libido, both from Sinclair, College Guide to Female Orgasm from Shane's World. Dr. Ava has two, Guide to BDSM and How to Please a Woman. Jessica's got two, The Anal Play and The Woman to Woman. The Kama Sutra Secrets from Mark Dorcel, another Kama Sutra from Adam and Eve. Two Lesbian Sex Educations, Female Ejaculation and Strap-On Sex, both from Girlfriends. A Lover's Guide to 50 Shades, which was pretty interesting. Sexing the Trans Man 3, which was certainly original. So you kind of see the same subjects pop up in these things year after year. Not my favorite category. Some of them are good. Most of them are, I think it's sort of a gimmicky. Gimmicky is what I would say. Now we get into some fun stuff. Now, those of you who do not know, the ethnic releases are divided into three categories. We're going to do the best ethnic release for all three, and then probably wrap it up for the day. The three are Asian, Black, and Latino. Is it Latin? Latin. Asian, Black, Latin. So best ethnic release Asian, best ethnic release Black, best ethnic release Latin. I should try and say this quicker after a few beers. That would be fun. Now, those of you who know, kind of like Asian series, Asian porn stars, kind of my thing. So the best ethnic release Asian is filled with some very good stuff. Amateur Angels 27, which was an Asian edition from Adam and Eve, was all right. Asian Bombshells from Elegant Angel is fantastic. Asian Deep Dish Orgy from Hustler. Asian Fuck Faces 2 from Darko, really good. Asian Lovin' from Pornstar Empire Exile. Pornstar Empire, of course, is also Puba. They shoot Asa, Kira, and London Keys websites, so you can imagine the quality there. Asian Mouth Club 7 from Madness, I like that series a lot. Asian Sex Delinquents, Pedicure Pussy from Hustler, that was, you know, if you want to see what the nail girls do after hours. Backdoor to London from Pornstar Empire, amazing anal sex with London Keys. First World Amateurs Japan, the MILF edition from Third World. Happy Tugs, Reality Kings, that of course is a handjob massage type series. I Am Asa Akira 2 from Pornstar Empire, my favorite. Lesbian Beauties 9 from Sweetheart. Naughty Little Asians 31 from Third World Media. Slayin' Asians from Darko, my second favorite in this category. And Sweet Asian Takeout from ATK and Kickass. Lots of good stuff. Obviously the Asa Akira movie, fantastic. Wall-to-wall Asa, beautifully shot, really hot stuff. Asian Fuckfaces from Darko. Asian Bombshells from Elegant Angel, and Slayin' Asians, also from Darko, would make up my big four there. Kind of do the rest of the math. Best ethnic release, Black. Again, things we've talked about in the past. I like Black women. I like all Black porn. My problem with it is that quite often it's not very good. This is sort of a genre that gets forgotten and doesn't get the sort of attention that it needs, and the result is inferior quality, and that's not good. There needs to be better. And we're getting there. You know, Elegant Angel, LT, shoots some really good stuff, so that's been good. And you've got some good stuff on this list. Ass Woman 3 from West Coast, Big Black Wet Asses 13 from Elegant, also on this list. PYT, Pretty Young Teens from Combat Zone, was good. Real Black Housewives of LA from West Coast. Slut Woman from West Coast. Up That Black Ass 9 from Elegant Angel. The Black Pack from Shawn Michaels was very good. So, you know, a couple I didn't see. Nothing has come yet from Justin Slayer International, so no idea. Carmen versus Anaya. I'll have to go rent that before I vote. Superbad Redbone, also from Justin Slayer. So, you know, got to find those. But Black Booty 2 from Elegant Angel was really good. And Black Pack from Shawn Michaels. Excellent stuff. Best Ethnic Release Latin. Lots of Reality King stuff here. 8th Street Latinas, 23. Big Ass Brazilian Butts, 8. Butthole Barrio Bitches 2 from Lay Wood was very good. Also, Latin Adultery, 21, from Naughty America. I like that. It has a little bit of a story to it. Kind of cool. Sexy Senoritas, 9, from Immoral, also very good. Latin Sex Tapes, 10. Mofos and Brazzers. Now, Best Ethnic Series is all thrown into one, so we'll do that as our final category. So all of a sudden, they take all the categories and they put it into one. Here they are. 8th Street Latinas, Asian Persuasion, Big Ass Brazilian Butts, Black Anal Virgins, Black Ass Anal Drilling, Black Street Hookers, Chicas Craving Cocks, Chongas, Exotic Coed, Fresh Off the Boat, Hot Latin Pussy Adventures, Latin Adultery, Latina Sex Tape, Sexy Senoritas, and Teen Thailand. I think they missed a few series. I think Asian Fuck Faces was really good, Darko series, but also I think Asian Mouth Club should be on here. But what is on here is some good stuff. The Asian Persuasion stuff from Immoral is very good. I really like Latin Adultery in this particular category. That's it. We're going to stop here. Once again, feedback, roger@rogerreviews.com, RogerTPipe at Twitter, or just use the direct feedback button. Let me know what you think of the podcast, of the voting process, of anything at all. Just speak up and love to hear from you. Thank you very much. Thank you to our sponsors, HotMovies.com, Adult DVD Empire, Sugar DVD, also a new sponsor. Thank you very much for that. Please click on any of the banners you like. Your support of our advertisers helps the site, and I hope you enjoyed the podcast. See you again tomorrow.